Attorney David Rivkin will talk about the individual mandate to obtain health insurance. Rivkin once implemented President Bush's deregulatory initiatives. He was invited to speak in Milwaukee by that city's chapter of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. A number of conservatives contend that mandatory health insurance is unconstitutional. Columnist George Will and Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah, for example. Supporters of health reform, like Citizen Action's Robert Craig, disagree.
I think the argument at its face is absurd. If you're going to argue that the federal government has the authority to draft people into the Army, to have income taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes, all sorts of other requirements, but that they can't require that people have health insurance, I think you're really rolling back constitutional law over 100 years.
The acting Solicitor General during the Clinton administration says the Constitution does grant Congress authority to impose an individual mandate through its power to regulate interstate commerce and its power to tax. Walter Dillinger was part of the Clinton administration when health reform was last attempted in 1993. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.